o'clock and time to go back to our conversation about the Olympics. You heard earlier from Chad Leclos, but now we'll be hearing from the CEO of SASCOC and chef de mission for the body's preparations for heading to the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. There's been huge speculation over our readiness as a nation, as well as the Olympics potentially being cancelled or postponed. Japan's reported 620,000 infections of coronavirus since the start of the pandemic and 10,600 deaths. That's the highest in East Asia. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, a poll conducted by a Japanese newspaper revealed that 58% of respondents did not want the Games to go ahead in 2021. Here to talk to us about that now is Patience Shikwambana. Patience, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. First of all, is the South African team ready?
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners as well. Yeah, look, our athletes are doing their best to be ready. Some of them are busy qualifying, going to qualifying events for them to be able to make it to be part of Team South Africa. So in a nutshell, we can say, look, under the current circumstances, they are trying, and we're hoping that really we'll have the team that we expect to go to the Games.
You know, in the case of South Africa, I think it's even harder for our athletes because oftentimes they have to do a lot of their own fundraising to get them to the Games. So the prospect of the Games potentially being delayed or cancelled must be horrifying to them.
Yeah, I think we must also also have an understanding that it's even more difficult that some of them can't even travel to Europe because most of the borders are closed for us as South Africa. So it's so difficult. They're just managing to go to your continental qualifiers, but overseas, unfortunately, it's dead on their side. But as I'm saying, that there are certain international federations that are trying their best that if others have to qualify, then they'll make means and they make it to go to those qualifying events.
What is SASCOC's view on the potential postponement of the Games?
Yeah, look, we can't have a view. We are part of the Olympic family as a National Olympic Committee, and we're guided by our leaders from the International Olympic Committee. So what is happening is that the president of the IOC, he's constantly engaging the leadership that is talking to the president and Secretary General about the update and state of readiness around the Games. So we are taking tune from them as members of IOC, and they are the only ones that can tell us because they are custodians of the game that whether we should not or we should. But in the current moment, the Games are still happening. I can indicate to the public that the second playbook has been released month end April. It's just emphasizing measures that they are going to take to make sure that these games are safe and they manage the whole issue of COVID.
Are travel arrangements and accommodation arrangements starting to be made for the athletes?
Look, accommodation, I mean, Games Village already is ready in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. They even send us our allotment in terms of understanding how many beds are we going to have for our team and all that. In terms of, I think you all are aware that sponsorship-wise, our leadership managed to get us the clothing sponsor from Mr. Pride Sport. They are busy managing busy with the clothing, and we're looking at launching that sometime next month. In terms of flights, you know, due to most of the flights still not flying from South Africa, it's still a bit of a challenge. I think that's the only hurdle that we need to cross. But we are engaging about three airlines for us to conclude our flight to Tokyo. And obviously, the first team to depart, we're looking at on the 13th of July. So we still have a bit of time for us to finalize all those things with the airlines. And I think the important thing for us is to get our bums on those flights.
Patience, you mentioned the athletes a moment ago, and we did speak to Chad Leclos earlier, who described the difficulty in trying to maintain his training program under the current circumstances. Has this been a common problem for our athletes?
Yeah, look, I must say that since COVID last year, everyone knows that it has been a very hectic schedule for them. I mean, the fact that some of the facilities were closed, so they had to come up with their own training at home. Mm. Some of the federations were aware that they decided to come up with some kind of virtual training for their athletes. So it has not been easy. I mean, our sports facilities have been closed for quite a long time. So with the recent them opening them, I think it has helped, but I know it might be too late for some of our athletes, but I think we must also say big up to Planet Fitness, which also came on board to say all Team South Africa members that are going to qualify to both Olympic and Paralympic teams can use their gyms for them to get ready for the event.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time and for that update this afternoon. That's Patience Shikwambana, the CEO of SASCOC, just updating us on Team SA's readiness to head off to the Tokyo Olympics in July.